This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, sevillepodcast.com.
What in the world?
Second favorites. Oh, yeah, now I recognize them. Yeah.
They're singing about their water supply.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I could make beautiful music with them.
You got to put that on your blog.
That's
Indigo
great.
Girls, yeah, they're singing about a hole in their water supply. Speaking of water supply and water bills, you broke some news this week.
There was
that is
news.
Of relevance to everyone in our community who pays a water bill.
Well, you know, one of the things people keep saying is like, yeah, you guys have been doing these articles about the local water supply and the dredging, and maybe it's been sort of a missed opportunity, but you getting any traction? Finally got a little traction.
Somebody's paying attention.
Somebody pay attention. The Sierra Club, 3 years after endorsing the official plan, now says that dredging really must be a key component of any water supply plan.
Whoa, and that's huge because the Ravana Solid Waste Authority has consistently pointed to folks like the Sierra Club saying, hey, we're doing something right, everybody. Look, the Sierra Club's behind us.
Yeah, their name was in the ads that the water buyers and taxpayers paid for, whether they wanted to or not, a few weeks ago as one of the supporters of the official plan, which would put a reservoir under Interstate 64 and clear cut about 54,000 trees. And it's all based on this idea that dredging is this horrible, nasty, disgusting,
really expensive,
and really expensive process that nobody wants. I mean, our chief administrator in the county, Bob Tucker, said in an email a few months ago, if we try to dredge, all hell will break loose. Well, at city council last night, we heard from a woman who lives on the reservoir named Phyllis Kosh Sheris, who said that people in her subdivision are very much in favor of dredging and have been for quite a while. We don't want, and I'm quoting her, we don't want to be living on a swamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that is the plan. I mean, just to back up here for a minute, the plan is, We'll abandon Sugar Hollow Reservoir, the North Fork Ravana Reservoir, and build a whole new reservoir over at Ragged Mountain, sort of go back and reinvent that one and make it, you know, 20 times as big, and we'll just have one big reservoir instead of all of these different reservoirs.
Corey, you don't understand government. The officials say...
I can promise you I don't.
The officials say they're not abandoning the Ravana Reservoir, even though they haven't budgeted a single penny to dredge it in the 50-year duration of the plan.
Oh, is that one of those, don't look at what I'm doing, listen to what I'm saying.
Listen to what I'm saying. We're not abandoning it, we're just not budgeting anything to save it. And our studies show that it'll be reduced to about 12% of its original capacity by the year 2050 or 2055.
So they would basically let the Sugar Hollow and the Ravana Reservoir silt in.
Yeah, the Sugar Hollow is not so likely to silt in, but it's connected to our system by a cast iron pipe that they're not budgeting any money to replace.
Okay. But the Ravana Reservoir would silt in, which is now a huge, beautiful recreation area.
Yeah, the Ravana Reservoir is a huge watershed, and it silts to the tune of 15 million gallons per year.
And your research showed that dredging is not the outrageously expensive and horrible nightmare that it's been portrayed to be.
That's right.
And at least the Sierra Club now agrees with you. And not just you, but all the folks who've been saying now for years, please dredge it, don't build a huge new reservoir, just dredge the one we got.
That's what they've been saying. And but I think people took seriously when our local officials said, well, dredging's just too expensive. But I don't think people realized that the Water Authority had relied on one firm, this is another thing that was really interesting that I brought out just a week ago. The firm that scared everybody away from dredging is called Gannett Fleming. They're based in Harrisonburg, Pennsylvania. They don't comment to us, they just refer questions to the Water Authority. But the amazing thing is Gannett Fleming was hired when the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority had no director, and they were hired with one mission. They were given a contract for $798,000 to carry out, to plan the water supply plan that had been hammered out among this community in November of 2002. It was a $13.2 million plan, and it called for dredging and it called for putting a bladder on the Rivanna Reservoir.
And they raised rates to fund that.
They raised rates to fund that about 70% over 2 years. And then Gannett Fleming gets in and says, no. We've looked at the numbers. Everything we thought was going to work isn't going to work. And through a series of contract amendments, they were able to earn nearly $3 million under what was supposed to be a $798,000 deal. Yeah.
Oh,
and then closer to $2.5 million, I suppose. And then they were able to secure another $3 million contract separately. This was the second one being a competitively bid one to design the Ragged Mountain Dam. So,
and they're the ones that would be contracted to build this new big dam.
To design it. Just designing it is a $3.1 million contract that they got.
Wow.
And last night, I was watching City Council. It was interesting. A citizen named Downing Smith said something about, you know, he doesn't know that anything illegal was done. He's not asserting that anything illegal was done. But he said, you know, working in finance, I don't ever want to be in the position to explain to someone why my actions aren't illegal. And this is the position I see the Rivanna Authority in at the moment. Mm-hmm. By allowing this one firm to sort of rewrite the rules, rewrite their own contract, create the whole set of circumstances on which they could then get millions upon millions of design fees.
If I'm thinking, if this happened on sort of a micro level, if you hired somebody to come in, a contractor to work on your house, and they signed a deal to come in and put in a new bathtub, and then they got in there and realized, oh, you know what? Can't do that. We're going to have to put in a new kitchen, too, and I'm going to have to gut your basement, and all those bedrooms have to go, and we're going to have to take the roof off, you know, and that's, you just keep writing checks. That's sort of a metaphor for what's been happening here.
Yeah, like a normal house homeowner might say, you know, maybe now's the time for a second opinion.
Yeah.
and apparently, the taxpayers are going to finally get a second opinion on May 6th in City Council. They're
going
to...
Why? What's going on?
They're going to be hearing from some other dredging experts, apparently. I don't even know all the details yet, but...
It is amazing that they've gone this far with our money and never even got a second opinion about any of this.
Well, that's another interesting thing, but I can't really go too much into that, but... It's amazing that they were able to undercut all the old assumptions and nobody said boo.
Yeah. Nobody said, well, wait a minute. And if they do, let's assume that that they just move forward and nothing has changed and they build this plan. You were telling us a few weeks ago what this means for our water bills, what this means in terms of the debt load that our water authority would now carry. I mean, this is... I mean, you think dredging's expensive, this alternative they've chosen it seems way more expensive.
Yeah, we're talking about a more than doubling of water bills, even though we've been deprived of any official statement on this. This is just, you know, trying to piece together from emails that have been uncovered through the Freedom of Information Act to find out exactly what's going to happen. But we don't know exactly. We just know that the Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority, which currently carries only about $50 million in debt and is already looking at state-mandated upgrades to sewer systems and treatment centers, is talking about $150 or $143 million water plan when, you know, in 2002, right after the drought, we agreed on doing a $13 million water plan.
They raised rates to do that. And what's important, they never did that.
Right. They raised the rates for a $13.2 million plan.
Never did it. And then turned around and came up with a $150 million plan instead.
Yeah.
And they're now looking at us thinking, you got any more money?
Well, I mean, there's going to be City Council rate hearings in May. And this stuff is going to probably be hugely hot.
Yeah.
Hugely.
The water will boil. Yeah. Well, all because I think... A lot of folks, this was under the radar for a long time, wasn't it? I mean, a lot of folks basically are just...
it's really boring.
Yeah, it is sort of boring. We're talking about water supply, and pipes and dredging.
Millions.
It's not really that sexy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think folks like you and a lot of other citizens in this community have started really doing their due diligence. And they're really paying attention now, and they're saying, wait a minute. wait a minute.
People can start understanding when you move from 13.2 to 143 million, they go, wait a minute, is that really the way it has to be?
Yeah, and even more importantly, what's that do to my water bills?
Yeah. You know? If this keeps moving forward, they're going into the stratosphere.
The bills. Yeah. Amazing. We're talking with Hollis Spencer of The Hook. You can read more online at readthehook.com. A quick break. We'll be right back.
Tonight at 6 is a best seat in the house that you cannot miss, folks. We'll go all out.
I'd like to be a dentist.
Wouldn't this be a great world if insecurity and desperation made us more attractive? If needy were a turn-on?
Listen, Lupus, you didn't come into this life just to sit around on a dugout bench, did you? Well, get your ass out there and do the best you can.
It's 53 minutes after 4 o'clock in Central Virginia, 7 before 5, 62 beautiful degrees. Happy, happy Tuesday. This is Charlottesville right now. It's News Radio 1070 WINA. I am overjoyed and grinning ear to ear that you could be with me this afternoon. I'm Coy Barefoot, and you're listening to News Radio 1070, and it's WINA.
Just the other day, I heard of a soldier's falling off.
Hoss Spencer live in studio. That's all right. Wait, a cough or a sneeze?
Sorry, that was a cough. I got some of that brain rotting disease from my Florida trip.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. A little springtime cold?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Brain-eating bacteria.
Did you have that cough this winter that was going around? That wicked cough that for like 2 months?
Oh, no.
That you just cough for like 2 or 3 months?
Oh, my wife had that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Endless.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's brutal. Brutal.
I don't want that.
So, what's any other good stuff in this?
I almost ran over a couple of skateboarders a minute ago on my way over here. Yeah, there's two skateboarders on Water Street as of a half an hour ago who are just like flirting with death. They just are whipping in and out
like
of
kids
cars.
Or college students,
like teenagers.
Okay,
but they look like they might have kind of a death wish.
Ooh.
From their behavior.
Well, somebody should call mama.
I guess. I mean, it's really weird. They're whipping in and out of cars.
You're kidding? Like on the street?
Yeah, but they're pretty skillful on the street, in the middle of Water Street.
Are they doing a YouTube thing over there?
No, they're just
like what's that MTV thing? Jackass kind of thing?
Oh yeah, it looks like that. But
somebody
they're skillful.
Videotaping them?
But they're skillful. Like the Jackass guy, he's usually pretty awkward.
Yeah.
How about that news earlier this week about Satellite Ballroom closing down?
Yep, we had Dave Maltz from the Cavalier Daily, the guy who broke the story. He was in here yesterday. He's been following that story very closely.
Cool.
Yeah, that's huge. And everybody's saying, well, they're just going to move it over to the Jefferson Theater. But
Jefferson ain't ready, baby.
That's long, far from ready. I was in there a few months ago, and woo, he's got a long way to go with that place.
Yeah. You told me to go to the fair at McIntyre.
Yeah, some good rides over there.
Yeah, but you know, did you see how much
did
they cost?
Oh, of course. Well, that's the fair. That's the carnival. It's outrageous.
It's like $6 to $8 a ride.
Yeah.
I mean,
a family of four. We're a family of four. Uh-huh. I think we spent. I know I spent at least $40.
Yeah, if you
probably close to $60 with food.
You got
to
go on like wrist bracelet night or
what
something.
What is that? Where you like pay one fee and ride?
Yeah,
all you
ride
want?
All you want. But like just to go through the little funhouse thing was $6.
I didn't think of it that way. I was just thinking of it in terms of tickets.
Well, it was $6 for two kids. I'm sorry, because I had two kids under my charge, and it was like three tickets each to just walk through some little funhouse thing.
Yeah, which it took less than like 90 seconds.
Yeah.
And they loved it.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know.
Pricey.
Yeah. It's very expensive.
Very expensive.
Wonder how that deal works. That's got to be public, because the city hires them, right? Or is it like the Dogwood people, Dogwood Festival people?
It might just become a franchise. Like, we grant you the right to be there, and you handle the finances the way you see fit.
They must be making a fortune.
Yeah, I don't know. They got to carry all this stuff across the country, and, you know, they have that team of safety experts that comes with them.
But
you know,
like, local people working there.
You saw how local people work there?
I saw local people working there.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought those things were just carnies.
I think there's some carnies, but I also think there was like some jobs you could pick up, that kind of thing.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I tried shooting that red...
did you play a game?
Yeah. I tried shooting the red star out with the BBs.
Did you really?
It wasn't really working.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Glad you got to go to that.
Yeah, but you know, when I was complaining about the skateboarders, I thought of last night, I was watching City Council again, you gotta love city council. Like, any citizen can get up there and complain about stuff. They had a citizen complaining last night about the Charlottesville Marathon. Guy said that he
was... Oh, yeah, I got caught in that traffic.
You did?
Saturday morning. Yep, I did.
Well, this guy was complaining about the noise. He's like, it was like 7 hours of people screaming, good job, good job.
Welcome to Charlottesville. Yeah. We like to root our own on, don't we?
We do. Good job.
Hoss Spencer, the founder and editor at The Hook, online at readthehook.com. Thank you, Hoss.
Thanks for having me on, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.